It's a big show on your radio. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Hello. Yes, Jeff Goldblum. You know me from Thor, I guess. Maybe not. You're listening to none other than John Boy and who's it? Billy. Yes, John Boy and Billy. I knew it all along. I was just setting it up for suspense.
September the 29th. All right. Ma, be the last day of September. How about that? Mm-hmm. Oh, dear. Good morning, everybody. John Boy and Billy.
What's up?
That Billy's moving around outside the kitchenette area. Tater.
Hello.
Randy.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, I missed my little button.
Miss you. Hello. There it is. Jackie and Andy behind the glass. Everybody here. All right, then. With national days with God. It's National Coffee Day. All right, good. It's all right to drink a cup of coffee. The perfect cup of Java, according to an expert cupper. That's what you call a professional coffee taster. You don't know that?
No
a
idea.
Cupper. Hey, cuppa. What's the
there are four components of a perfect cup: aroma, body, acidity, and flavor.
Well, see, that's not even a word. So, what kind of expert is this?
Acidity.
Acidity.
I don't want my coffee to be acidity.
I think acidity is what Astronerd's kids call him.
So, acidity is the pronunciation. So, you want it to have some acid taste in it.
Well, of course.
You want to have the right blend. The right balance.
Aroma, body, and flavor. I'm familiar with those three. Mm. Acidity kind of threw me a little bit.
So it's like the perfect date. It's the same four things.
And also, it is National VFW Day. Honors of men and women devoted to this valuable organization. Those members who have served our nation. Members of the VFW today hold a long-standing history of volunteerism in their communities. Not only have they served their country, they continue to serve their fellow veterans, families, and communities by sponsoring scholarships, career fairs, mental wellness campaigns, so many more excellent services. Got to go as a guest to several VFWs. Always a good time.
And they throw a hell of a wedding party. I can speak from experience.
Good deal. All right, then. We got our 3 days in history saved up. We'll get our first prize pack out and get you ready for Outburst. That's next on the agenda. So let's wake up. Big Show's on the radio. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. First prize pack we play for today, a Mount Olive Pickles prize pack. Includes Mount Olive hat, T-shirt, stainless tumbler, and pickle juicers. It's the latest innovation for the corner of cucumber and vine. Aroma, body, and acidity. Very important. Get them now at MountOlivePickleshop.com. You go to BigShow.com, click on that Mount Olive Pickles banner. Making great products since 1926. Our three dates in history, where we'll get our categories. This is the part you wake up, think along with us, try to get through and win. September 29th, 1970, actor, comedian Edward Everett Horton died at age 84.
Now, you may not know the name, but you definitely know his voice.
That's it, man. He was the narrator of Fractured Fairy Tales on the Bullwinkle Show. Mm-hmm. The Bullwinkle Show.
Yes.
And that's wild, too, because Bullwinkle debuted on this date back in, where did I see that? Yeah, 1959. Mm-hmm. This is when Bullwinkle and Rocky debuted on a...
Coincidence? Yes, actually it is.
It was.
Thank you.
Now, you know, that was pretty edgy back in 59. Mm-hmm. That cartoon series in prime time, too, man.
Hello, you big thinkers, you.
Still one of my favorites all time, man.
You're welcome.
All right, moving up to this date, 1996, the Nintendo 64 video game system debuted in America. It had been selling in Japan for 3 months.
Hello, America!
Nintendo 64. So, what was that game, y'all? Know what it was?
That's the game system.
Yeah, console.
Oh, just a system.
It's the console that you plug the game cartridges
in. Yeah, I still have one. But I'm sure, Billy, you've got one.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Is that what Maddie's got?
No, this is like the really old one.
Okay.
Well, he may have one. They've come out with retro versions of them. They're much smaller, but play the same games.
Oh, those are the ones that where the a bunch of the games, the original games, are built into it. You can buy it's like a smaller version of the original. Yeah.
All right.
Nintendo was like the amazing graphics after Atari. Like it was it blew them out of the water. And it was in the early 80s when you got it. And now PlayStation and them, you're like playing real people.
You know what Nintendo was making before they went to video games? Playing cards.
Really?
I'm sorry, but like card stock, like hard cards?
Yeah.
That's the thing. Japanese companies make all different kinds of stuff that don't have anything to do with each other.
Right.
Nintendo 96.
They'll make lingerie and car tires. That's crazy.
Watch out for flack.
Finally, it was on this date, no three, adventurer David Hempelman Adams became the first person to cross the Atlantic solo in an open wicker basket balloon.
Help! I don't know how it works!
He landed in England after surviving hail and snow. After lifting off from New Brunswick in Canada, the balloonist endured more than 84 hours of cold and sleep deprivation in a 5 by 7 foot wicker basket.
Wow.
All right. Well, he did. Congratulations, Dave. You made it on Outburst. 1-800-BIG-SHOWS. You toll free line. Come on. We play Outburst. Next. Big Show on the radio, humming do you hum day. Our video today brought to you by the Bank of America Roval 400, Sunday, October 10th at Charlotte Motor Speedway. Husband saves wife from deadly belt snake. Actually, it's just a belt.
Well, it kind of looks like a snake
laying on the floor.
I love that he attacks the belt with one of those toy Aladdin swords.
We need to watch it and see how we might have to defend Jackie at a later date.
I'm definitely doing it to her.
Check it out, thebigshow.com. All right. And now I'll get our hump day. Win it, begin it.
Outburst. Let's play Outburst. It's the game that anyone can win. John Boy and Billy give you prizes from the big prize bin. Let's go meet contestant number one. This should really be a lot of fun. When you're playing Outburst, have a hurry up and guess time. You'll have the best time. You'll have a big show time.
Let's say hey to Christopher from Lexington, South Carolina.
We'll have a big show time.
Good morning, Christopher.
Morning, John Boy, Billy, and crew. How y'all doing today?
Man, we are doing good, Chris. We're glad you made it in here, buddy. All right, then. We're pulling for you. Let's get through these categories for the Mount Olive Pickles prize pack. You ready?
Yes, sir.
In 5 seconds, three fairy tales. Ready? Go.
Go with Hansel and Gretel, Cinderella, and Rumpelstiltskin.
All right, three good ones. And now, we need three video games. Ready to go?
Yep. Super Mario, Dungeons & Dragons.
All right. And for the win, three places you see balloons. Ready to go?
Grocery store, birthday party, and hospital.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I heard hot.
Or Christopher getting off the mountain down Lexington. All right, Christopher, you got Mount Olive Pickles prize pack. Hang on, Jackie, I'll hook you up.
All right, can I get a moo, John Boy?
You sure can. Moo, John Boy. Bottom of the hour, top of your news. Adipo's about 20 minutes away from the latest roundup of dumb crook news. Got it all covered, right? Shows on the radio as it ever closer to the latest roundup of dumb crook news. Right now for early morning riser, special bonus top 10 list.
What top 10 we got today, Billy?
Well, you know, you often hear about these serial killers, and the first thing they do is go to the neighbors and they say, what was he like? And they say, oh, he was a quiet guy, you know, nicest right. guy you'd ever yeah. want to meet. But, you know, if you look underneath the surface, there are usually warning signs. And here, from the home office in a wooded area just off Interstate 77, top 10 signs your neighbor is a serial killer.
Right.
Number 10, overheard muttering to himself, damn lying squirrels. Number 9, wonders if his front lawn landscaping would impress Jodie Foster. Number 8, flashing neon sign on his roof reads, drifters welcome. Number 7, since he moved to town, the paper's obituary section has expanded to 4 pages. Number 6, often selling Domino's pizza uniforms at yard sales. Number 5, always says, let's see what else is on whenever America's Most Wanted starts. Number 4, you feel perfectly happy after killing one person, but he insists on killing more. Number 3, claims to be engaged to Rayford. Number 2, swastika pajamas. And the number 1 sign your neighbor is a serial killer, thinks he's the Vern that the Hey Vern guy is talking to.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. And we're about 20 minutes away from Tatertainment News. And right now, it's time for Dumb Crook News. Dumb Crook Stories, sent in by you, the Big Show listener. Many, many years, thank you so much for your help. And the address will follow this report. A man pulled a gun on a convenience store clerk in Denver, Colorado, and demanded money. The clerk handed over the contents of the register, and the gunman headed out the door. But when he was climbing into his getaway car, his dog hopped out and went looking for a place to pee.
Uh-oh.
Well, the suspect tried to coax the dog back in, but he wouldn't come. The gunman finally gave up and drove off, leaving his four-footed accomplice behind. Responding police officers found the dog outside the store, ready for a belly rub and more than willing to let the cops get a look at the tag on his collar, which had the holdup man's name, address, and phone number on it.
Ruh-roh.
A gang of thugs kidnapped a businessman in Sao Paulo, Brazil, and demanded $700,000 for his safe return. A few hours after the demand, the hostage escaped and returned home. Well, the next day, the victim got a call from the kidnappers asking for $11,000 to cover the expenses of kidnapping it.
You know, he had duct tape and stuff.
The victim negotiated the price down to $6,000 and agreed to a meeting the next day. Well, the man who showed up for the meeting was an undercover police officer.
Nope.
Case closed.
He got kidnapped by Kmart.
Normally, the last thing a noisy party crowd wants to see at the door is the police, but two officers called to a noisy home in Bremen, Germany, were welcomed with open arms. The cops quickly realized they were at a bachelorette party and the girls thought they were male strippers. Upon learning their new guests were just regular cops, the disappointed girls agreed to turn the music down. An Oak Cliff, Texas motorist pulled her overheating car over to the shoulder of the road, raised the hood, and headed for a nearby school to get help. As she walked off, an unidentified man ran up to the car, hopped in, and drove away. Well, the carjacker didn't get far. Not only was the vehicle overheating, but he had driven off with the hood still up.
Oh, what?
Yeah, this quickly attracted the attention of an Oak Hill police officer who arrested him. A 52-year-old man who repairs parking meters for the city of Greensboro, North Carolina, was charged with embezzlement for skimming nickels, dimes, and quarters from the meters while fixing them. Investigators say the scam had been going on for 5 years, netting the suspect an average haul of $10 a week.
Holy cow. So it's the get-rich-slow scheme.
Fat crook news. A court in Sicily has ruled that a mafia chieftain be put under house arrest because he's too fat to be in prison. 462-pound Salvatore Ferrani was allowed to go home after spending 6 months in four different Italian prisons. Guards at two of the prisons said they had to help Ferrani get dressed and go to the bathroom. Guards at the other prison said there was no bunk big enough for him, that he wouldn't fit through the bathroom door, and that they wouldn't know what to do if they had to transport him to a hospital in an emergency. So Ferrani's lawyer says he suffers from grave obesity, which he describes as a pathology incompatible with prison life.
That's a first.
It is. A Warren, Michigan man approached another man on the street and said, "Give me $50," leading to a struggle. The victim turned out to be a good bit stronger than the perpetrator and not only saved his own bankroll, but took $30 out of the robber's pocket before the suspect broke away and made a run for it.
Lost 30 on that deal.
Yeah. A Miami, Florida bank job went bad when the gunman shot himself in the leg while stuffing his pistol into his pocket. Collecting his loot, the wounded suspect staggered out into the street where he was hit by a passing van. Somehow, he managed to collect himself and hop into his waiting getaway car, leaving behind two gold teeth that had been knocked out of his mouth in the accident.
Wow. Crime's not for everybody.
And finally, a set of files stolen from the Internal Affairs Division of the Baltimore Police Department were recovered shortly after they disappeared. Investigators found the missing files in a dumpster behind a Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, yeah, not doing any favors with that.
If you got Dumb Crook News, you can mail to Dumb Crook News, John Boy and Billy, P.O. Box 19111, Charlotte, N.C. 28219. I email anybody but me at thebigshow.com. It's the Big Show on your radio. Thanks for joining us this morning.
This is George W. Bush, former president of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands. And let me just say this. John Boy and Billy forgot what they're on or something. Listen to them. The end.
Show on the radio. Earlier, it was playing Outburst, talking about the guy who voiced Fractured Fairy Tales. Passed away on this date, the same date that the Rocky and Bullwinkle show debuted on ABC TV. That was 1959. You believe that?
You're welcome.
I was like 3 years old, and I got their humor.
Hello, you big thinkers, you.
other shows that debuted. You know, this is fall. This was when all the new shows used to come out.
Right. Yeah, and we were excited about it.
Uh-huh. 1960, My Three Sons.
Oh.
Starring Fred McMurray debuted.
One of the greatest theme songs ever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, I can't remember.
The cartoon feet. The guy tapping his cartoon foot.
Yeah.
I remember my sister liked Robbie. Wasn't that the oldest?
Yeah.
The good-looking brother?
Right.
Don't know.
All right, My Three Sons. 1963 on this date, My Favorite Martian.
Oh, one of my favorite shows.
I like that one, too.
Yeah.
It had a little, looked like little old TV antennas come out top of his head.
Right.
It looked like a low-tech Martian days.
So what was the name of the guy who played him?
Ray Walston is the guy that played Uncle Mark.
Yeah. Was it Bill Bixby?
Bill Bixby was the guy he lived with.
That's right.
Yeah, first saw him on Andy Griffith Show, the young speeder going through Mayberry with a powerful dad.
Mm-hmm.
Can I tell you some more about him?
Yeah.
And on this date, 1969, Love American Style debuted on ABC. La ha ha ha.
Yeah, you know, I could play you a clip of it, but it'd be in your the rest of your day. Yeah.
It already was. And I still, what's a My Three Sons song? I still can't get that in my head. I was doing the wrong one.
I'll get it for
you. How's it go?
Well, you got to let me type.
It's on there. Da na 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 na. It's on two. It's on two.
That sounds like Bewitched. The little piano part in there, doesn't it? All right.
All skates. Everybody, it's an all skate.
Where did you skate?
I don't know. I didn't skate.
Man. And by the way, on this date, 1975, the American premiere of the Rocky Horror Picture Show was held at the Westwood Theater in Los Angeles.
My wife and I's first date.
Really? Is that right?
Yep, and we never made it inside the theater. Just sat in the parking lot and talked instead.
Talked or made out?
No, it was too early for making out. First date, John.
Well, you had to wait till he got in your 20s.
I'm going to tell my wife you think that she was one that would make out on a first date. I'm going to see what she says about that.
All right.
There's the time warp.
All right. Okay. So, anyway, I believe we saved you a little bit of Tatertainment News fodder here.
No, it's okay.
Oh,
you guys.
Yes. It's coming up in minutes. Big Show rolls on. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we play John Boy Jeopardy. The winner gets a Liquid Performance automotive cleaning and detailing kit. Liquid Performance, the world's highest quality full synthetic gasoline and diesel fuel additives, available at all Napa Auto Parts stores. You also go to BigShow.com, click on the Liquid Performance banner, get 20% off when you enter code JBB at checkout. Hang on, play for it in minutes. Right now, it's time for Tatertainment News. Here's our girl, Marcia Tater Moran.
Hello! Let's talk about the royal wedding.
No!
Another royal wedding?
No, I just wanted to annoy Billy. He loves when I do this voice. He loves it.
Mrs. Tatefire is
back. Oh, it was a drive-by fruity.
Hey, did you see Prince Harry and Meghan on the cover of one of the magazines?
I didn't. Yeah. What did it say?
Yeah, but I saw that. It always said she had her big black hair is flowing. She's standing there, and then the prince is behind her.
Uh-huh.
It, he looks like he's her hairdresser.
Oh, showing her how he did the layer. Yeah, I saw that.
Check it out, y'all that have seen that. It looks like it's.
Well, they had a big weekend in New York, in New York City, where there was the Live Citizens.
Wait, where's the accent?
Live Citizens.
It was something. I'm not prepared for that story. But they were in New York City.
Well,
and that's
why don't look at me. But they got out of their mansion on the West Coast.
And they were doing charity work. And I saw a tabloid that said that she had like 16 outfit changes. And they finally figured out what it was. There was kind of like this little hidden crew. They believe it was a Netflix crew who was following them around doing the documentary. Like that.
I gotta make money. Gotta eat.
Yep. Hey, speaking of Netflix, they've announced that it's hit series Tiger King will be returning for a second season.
Sounds like you're making it up, right. But I really
Tiger
did read
King
this.
2 yeah. is coming later this year. Yes.
What about the Tiger King that's in prison? Is he going to be
on? He is not going to be in it. Actually, Carol Baskin is not going to be in it either, and she had a lot to say.
Are there going
to
be any tigers in it?
I don't know. A lot of these places have closed down, but in a statement, Carol Baskin said, "I don't know how they put out a Tiger King 2 when Joe is in jail and I'm refusing to be played again." According to her, she says the Tiger King director approached her and asked her to participate in the sequel and wanted to, quote, clear the air about her portrayal in the original. But Carol refused, she said. "There is no explanation for such a betrayal and false portrayal."
Yeah, I just barely got away with killing my husband.
Allegedly.
So, she said the 2020 viral series was inaccurate, and she since distanced herself from it.
Oh.
While Joe Exotic, of course, is in prison for trying to hire a hitman to kill her. Tiger King 2
premieres. So she's
premieres.
Worried about that, but she wasn't worried about her on Dancing with the Stars. Did you see that? Mm. Show me the clip.
Surprisingly, no. I don't think any of us saw it.
I saw a clip and I'm like, bring out the tigers.
Her dancing partner needed to be a tiger. Huh? Right. Make it a little more interesting.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, that's okay. That's okay. Speaking of other people in trouble, prosecutors accused R&B singer R. Kelly of recruiting women and girls to engage in illegal sexual activity with him. As far back as 1999, and they found him guilty of racketeering after decades of sex abuse allegations. So he's convicted of racketeering and sex trafficking, and he was charged at his federal trial in Brooklyn.
Is he locked up now?
No, that was the trial, and now comes the sentencing and the appeals.
Okay.
But I'll point out, the appeals work pretty good for Bill Cosby.
So he was kind of he's kind of sick.
Man.
And he has been in custody since 2019. He's kind of a sick guy. I mean, they have him accused of having these women under rules, special rules in his house. They couldn't leave their room without permission. They had to call him daddy.
They were like sex slaves.
It was bizarre. And there's a couple documentaries on Netflix as well about this. And he just went after those eager young fans who wanted to meet a super celebrity. Yep. And then he just exploited that.
Wow.
So, I mean, in the Netflix, in the documentary, there were parents that were like, "I can't get a hold of my child." Like, it's like that. Like
it's like they had gone into
a cult. Yes, it seemed like, and they could not get a hold. It could get them out. Some were brainwashed, almost like that. They didn't want to leave.
Wow.
That Stockholm syndrome. It's just crazy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad they're getting hit. William Shatner. TMZ reports the 90-year-old Star Trek star will boldly go where Captain James Kirk has gone. He will blast into space aboard Jeff Bezos' next Blue Origin rocket ship.
That is awesome.
How about that?
Making him the oldest person ever in space.
We've got to talk to him before.
Yeah, man, we need to talk to him about that. That's
now, the flight that Captain Kirk will be on will be similar to the first Blue Origin flight that Bezos took, and it will be a 15-minute flight that will take Mr. Shatner and the rest of the crew to the edge of space, where he'll get to float around before returning to Earth.
Been there, done that.
TMZ also reports that William Shatner and his team are reportedly in talks with the Discovery Channel to film the mission for a documentary, but nothing has been confirmed.
And I hear he's got a new record coming out, too, by the way.
Nice. Oh, really?
Yes, he does. I think it's called Bill.
Oh, for real.
Yeah, for real. Oh, yeah.
He's serious.
We're not joking here. This is real. This is not fake news. So there you go. Blast into space.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're most welcome.
All right, well, let's get us a winner. Let's play John Boy Jeopardy. Review yesterday's question. We found out you can plan on losing about 3% off your fuel mileage for every one of these you add to your car.
A passenger.
Yes, it is. All right, today's John Boy Jeopardy. 50% of Americans say that the main reason they first bought one of these was for safety.
What is a seatbelt? I don't know what the other half was thinking.
What y'all got? 1-800-BIG-SHOW, your toll-free line across America. We play John Boy Jeopardy next. Thursday morning. Big Show's on the radio. Humpa do your hump day. Video today brought to you by the Bank of America Roval 400, Sunday, October 10th at Charlotte Motor Speedway. Get your tickets. Click on the banner at thebigshow.com. Here's where you'll see the video. Husband saves wife from deadly belt snake. To the rescue. Check it out, bigshow.com. Hope you make your daily visit. And right now, let's play.
Yes, live across America, it's Jeopardy. Jeopardy. And now, a man who had his life threatened by a belt snake, but don't worry, Nutrisystem saved his day. He's John Boy.
Let's move to the snake suspenders. Right. Let's say hey to Tina out of Chucky, Tennessee. Good morning, Tina.
Good morning, you all.
Good morning. All right, Tina. Well, let's see what you got. 50% of Americans say that the main reason they first bought one of these was for safety.
A gun?
You say a gun.
Southern is safe!
That makes sense. Good guess. Good guess. Like maybe it's a little higher when they're running the odds on out there.
Oh, thanks. There goes my afternoon.
Tina, we appreciate you playing, babe. You be safe up there in Chucky.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. Let's go to Eric. He's down in Mobile, Alabama. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right, Eric. 50% of Americans say they first bought one of these for safety. What you got?
I'd have to say cell phone.
Is it cell phone?
Southern is safe.
That's what it is.
That's the number one way you make your get your parents to buy one.
That's it. That's exactly
back
right.
Back in the day, was it all started?
Yeah, right. Yep.
And then what do you do? It's the most unsafe thing. You walk down the street with your face all in it, falling in holes, getting run over.
There you go.
Hey, Eric, worked out for you, buddy. Big old John Boy and Billy Bucket with Liquid Performance Automotive Cleaning and Detailing Products headed down Mobile for you.
Sweet.
All right. Hang on your mobile phone, Jackie. Hook you up.
And a first-time caller.
All right. Way to make a most of y'all. Bottom of the hour, top of your news. Right on the other side, our time capsule for the September the 29th. Think about funny.
This is the award-winning John Boy and Billy Big Show. The South's number one export. Norman Bates made you shiver. Jason made you shudder. But nothing could prepare you for the ultimate terror. Are you ready for Freddy?
Boy. Sure is spooky wandering around in the woods in the middle of the night here. Hey, did you hear that?
What?
Listen.
What?
It's getting closer.
What is it? What is
it? No. It can't be. Look! It's him! It's...
No!
It's Freddy!
If he brings you happiness, then I wish you all the best.
Francis Ford Owensby presents A Nightmare from El Paso. Freddy's Revenge, starring the most terrifying motion picture villain in the history of film, Freddy Fender.
All right, you guys stay back. This senseless slaughter has got to stop. He wouldn't dare. Oh no, it's him.
Wait,
it's.
I have left for you behind.
A Nightmare from El Paso, Freddy's Revenge. Coming soon from Revco Embassy Pictures, rated R. John Boy and Billy.
A man will never work for a woman unless he's got clabber for brains.
Morning radio done right.
Gentlemen.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up about 20 minutes, getting up with our boy Lionel from Law Tigers. Exciting news in the motorcycle world. Hang on for that. Well, guess who's back? Nope, it's Astronerd. He's here to try some more Cracker Jack material on us. If you'd like to change the station, now's the time, you've been warned. So here's your headliner, the one, and thankfully only, Astronerd.
Just JB, just an FYI, I don't really have any jokes about Cracker Jack.
Okay, well, we'll just freestyle it.
Okay, I'll give it a shot. Cracker Jack. No, wait. Cracker Jack? Yeah, that's it. Caramel corn and peanuts? What's that about? I always thought Cracker Jack was when a white guy steals your car. He laughed. How was that?
Well, at least it was over quickly.
Uh-huh. And that proves my research. See, I've been studying comedy since I was here last, and I find out that if you get the joke out in two or three lines, the set will be solid gold.
Well, we've come this far, so go for it, nerd.
Yes. Hey, folks.
You want an introduction?
No, I'm on a roll.
Hey, folks is not a roll.
I did get up. Hey, folks. All these UFOs in the news. Wild stuff. I wonder what aliens read to relax. Probably cosmic books. All right, scratch that one. Hey, guess what?
What?
I saw an alien in my garden. He was talking to my plants. He said, take me to your weeder. Because he was in the garden. This is smart material, and I'm not dumbing it down for some bonehead mass audience. Hey, and then I saw him harvesting my crops. He was using a tractor beam.
Maybe that helps.
That's okay. What I was looking for. One alien I saw, have you got a second? One alien I saw couldn't keep his pants up, so I gave him an asteroid belt. Yes.
You might need to point to me because I really can't tell if you're done.
No, you got it, man. I don't know about you, but every time I see a little green man, I always think to myself, nah, better wait until it's ripe.
Now?
Yeah. I'm concentrating on the material. I can't give you cues.
Sorry. Hurry before you lose the crickets, too.
They've already gone, brother. You know, I found out that aliens are hard to get to know, probably because they're not down to earth. He finally got one. The crickets are back. I try to be kind to our extraterrestrial friends. To keep them from getting tickets, I always put money in the parking meteor.
Parking meteor. Oh.
If you have to explain it. You know, not all aliens are friendly. Word to the wise.
Not yet. No way.
Sorry.
I was gesturing. I wasn't pointing.
Okay.
Not all aliens are friendly. Word to the wise, if you make one mad, just give them some space. Get it?
So is this all UFO and alien jokes?
No.
Well, let's hear something else.
Okay. Hey, are you sleeping well? I went to my doctor and told him I had insomnia. He said, don't lose any sleep over it.
Oh, hey, sorry.
You can drink your coffee when the bit's over.
I'm sorry.
You're wasting my time. You know, they say everything gets easier with practice. Except that is, getting up in the morning. I wrote that one for you, damn it. You better laugh.
Yeah.
I don't wear pajamas anymore. I wear a bathing suit. My hot water bottle leaks. Hey-yo!
So did you use all the outer space jokes? Do you have any left?
I still got that invasion of Poland stuff that Pillars gave. Frequent naps help prevent aging, especially if you do it while driving.
Yeah.
See, that's the reaction you're looking for. Yeah.
I gotta write that one down. I grew up on the farm. We went to bed with the chickens. Yeah. Then we discovered women. Now do the thing.
Yeah.
Hubba hubba.
Waka waka.
I used to walk in my sleep. No more. Thank goodness for Uber.
All right, so let's wrap it up, nerd.
You know, they say the world is getting smaller. Then why do they keep raising the price of stamps? See, because if it's going the same distance.
Yeah, that does help if you tell them faster.
Let's hear it for Astro Nerd.
Hey, you know, as a kid, we were so poor that we could only have one measle at a time. Nailed it. Thanks for trying as hard as I did. Oh, wait. Did you hear the one about the auto mechanic who went to the psychiatrist and laid down under the couch?
No.
Me neither. See you later, everybody.
It's a big show on your radio. Thanks for joining us this morning.
This is former President Bill Clinton. And let me just say, it has been an honor to... spend some time with Marcy.
The John Paul Billy Show. I just made that up. I've never let this lie. I don't think. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio, Wednesday, September the 29th. I was waiting for that first frost. I think it might be a while, because we're talking about mosquitoes. Our chief engineer, Barry Hobson, engineer Bears from Texas, he was back down there telling me how bad the skeeters were, and I was talking to my boy Monty, lived down in Louisiana, talking about how bad they were down there after the hurricanes and all the weather. Oh, yeah, he said, man, sure, it was just terrible. And then, of course, we always talk about, and what it in the... In my duck impoundment, man, they'll carry you off there in Hyde County, skeeters.
I always picture those beetles. Bugs from Jumanji, you know, like the one with Robin Williams. Yeah. We talk about
But anyway, so I want to see what the deal is here. Barry was telling me about they're doing this deal where they're breeding mosquitoes, like they're breeding out the sex or something of them where they won't bite you.
They're trying to make them less fertile so there are less mosquitoes around. They're trying to reduce the numbers.
Well, I tell him, as long as you got that and doing that, why not just kill them while you got them?
Well, it's not like they have to catch them with a net and hold their legs apart and do surgery on them.
Yeah, it's like they're not neutering the mosquitoes.
They're not modifying existing mosquitoes.
So they don't get them, capture them, and then release them into the herd.
No, they're like test tube mosquitoes.
They've modified the genome, the DNA structure, and those are the mosquitoes they're releasing. They're breeding them without...
They're breeding them inside?
Yes, in tanks, big tanks. And once they've bred them, they no longer possess the ability to reproduce.
So they're making sterile mosquitoes, so when they get hibbity...
Nothing.
There's
happened.
No jibbity.
Nothing happens.
Right. That's right.
So they don't have no children mosquitoes.
Right.
That's right.
Right.
Good boy, John.
You see, when two mosquitoes love each other very much,
that's what it felt like. We were sitting on the edge of his bed.
But I know what you're gonna say. You're like, why don't you just kill all the mosquitoes? Why are you even messing with them?
That's what they're doing. Why do you get? Yeah, okay.
How is that gonna limit the population?
It cuts down the population because there aren't as many fertile mosquitoes in the wild.
So, plus, it's a warning to the other bugs not to mess with us.
That's right. So they'll still bite you.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter the ones that they...
They'll still bite you, but you won't get pregnant now. That's
But the females are the ones that bite you.
So?
Females
if the female aren't... I'm with John Boy. What?
I just don't understand. If you're making new mosquitoes to release in there...
You're making more mosquitoes.
You're making mosquitoes that... do not have the capability of reproduction.
So why even make them?
So that when they're released, when
will they eat the other mosquitoes?
Are they going to be aggressive and push the other ones out of the way?
Are they going to take out the other mosquitoes?
Wouldn't you?
That is part of the theory.
They might be grumpier. This is true.
Right. They have an attitude right out of the box. Yeah.
Yeah, I think the females still lay eggs, but they're infertile. So they won't. Mm. So that means the next season there won't be any.
Why don't you just mess with the genomes and just make them all have guy mosquitoes that don't bite you?
You know what? Why don't we just make them all have the ability to drive and tell them to go up north? Why don't we just do that?
Well,
So we've given y'all a lot to think about here today.
I'm scratching my chin on this one.
So I'll just wait for the first frost.
Yeah. Don't get your science from...
That's
from,
what we want you to do. You want you to go wait for the frost.
Okay.
Stop getting your science from Monty and Barry, would you?
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, the easiest way for you to win. Current events quiz. Take C. Get a variety pack of Asterilabs products. Pharmaceutical grade CBD. Made in the USA and no better aftertaste. Go to BigShow.com. Click on the Asterilabs banner. Enter code JBB. Get 20% off on all CBD products. Must be 18 to win. Hang on. We'll play in a second. First, we're catching up with our man Lionel from Law Tigers, America's Motorcycle Lawyers, 1-800-LAW-TIGERS, lawtigers.com. Say good morning, Lionel. I see you made it through Sturgis all right.
Good morning, brothers. Yes, I did, barely. I'll tell you, that's a long feat and a lot of hard work, but it's always well worth it. You know, it's funny. That's why we do what we do with the Law Tigers, is we are motorcycle riders, and we literally only want to take care of motorcycle riders. So I'll go out there for a month. I had a cool event. Give you guys a quick shout-out of what else is going on. Just got back from the Motorcycle Cannonball. We took motorcycles pre-1930. So pre-1930, started in Michigan, went all the way down to South Padre Island, Mexico.
Wow.
We just got done with that on Saturday. So it never ends. And you know what? At Law Tigers, we never stop. We just want to support and take care of motorcycle riders. But I've got some cool news for you guys. You guys are old school. I know it. I love it. I talked to you guys about this in Sturgis. But Easy Rider, classic Easy Rider magazine, is back.
Yes.
It has been the Bible of motorcycle riding. If that's blasphemy, I'll take it. But it has been in production for 50 years. We took a quick little hiatus, but I'll tell you, it's coming back. And I'm so jazzed about this because that was the one secret magazine that I had hid under my mattress when I was a boy. That's what got me riding motorcycles as Easy Rider. And it is coming back December. And I'm not making this up. I am marking the days on my calendar until that December hits because it's issue 555.
Wow.
And it's coming back to us. And I can't tell you. I mean, you can see how excited I am. I love Easy Rider.
And now you can leave it out on the coffee table.
Exactly, yeah. Mommy says it's okay now. But you know what the cool thing is? They're actually bringing back some of the original photographers. So my good personal friend, Michael Lichter, is back.
Wow.
Michael Lichter is a world-renowned photographer for the motorcycle industry. And he's back. He's shooting pictures for Easy Rider. So it's going to have the exact same feel, the exact same approach, but like you said, coffee table appropriate. But it's a great way for us as motorcycle riders to always look and see what's new and what's coming on. And personally, it's time to get off them computers. Let's go back to a couple old school things. Let's make something old new once again, and that's it. Classic Easy Rider is back.
Man, and Lionel, and you guys at Law Tigers, I mean, you are a very intricate part of bringing Easy Rider magazine back.
You know what? We have played a little piece of that, and we're proud to do that. And you know what? You guys are a part of that as well. So I do have a gift for both of you. So what I'm going to do for you is I've got a special box set. And what this is, it's a digital copy of every single episode, every single issue of the prior 50 years.
Wow.
I've got two of them for you boys. It's coming to you boys at the Big Show. It's a gift from me because you know what? We are trying to bring this back. We are trying to take care of the motorcycle community, not only if you've been involved in a motorcycle accident, but also for every aspect of all the things that we love and enjoy. And you guys have helped me out with that a lot, and I appreciate it. And so this is just a small little memento from me to you. Now, I will warn you, this is the original issues, all right? So this is 50 years of what you're used to.
Oh,
so I don't know how that's going to be at home, but...
I have to hide it from the wife back under the mattress.
And you're going to have the digital edition is going to be part of the regular subscription when it comes back, right?
Yeah. So, you know, and I didn't know this stuff because, you know, they're handling the sales and all of that. But, yeah, when you join in and get the subscription, so if you actually go to their website, which is just classiceasyrider.com, they actually have 1 year, 2 year, and 3 year subscriptions, and it's all priced accordingly. Mm. But, yeah, you also get it digitally. So, you know, we all do this. When you go in the restroom and you're sitting on the can, we're looking on our phones or something. Heck, we can look at Easy Riders now on the can on your phone.
Yeah.
Magazines at the house. You got it on your phone when you're at the office because you know how that goes. What's that saying? That boss makes a dollar, I make a dime. That's why, you know what, on company time.
We need a T-shirt with that on.
Wow.
Yes, we do. Yeah, I'm going to tell the boys at Easy Rider. We need that T-shirt.
Easy Rider. Hey, Lionel, you got to make us a promise. If you ever get audited by the IRS, please record the deposition so that we can have it on YouTube. Because yes. You'll be the only guy in the world who can tax deduct Sturgis subscriptions to Easy Rider, phone calls to John Boy and Billy. Come on.
Yeah. My accountant is a wizard.
Imagine.
That, when I call him, he hates me. It's always that awkward silence of like, here he is again.
Well, y'all know motorcycle riders. That's why you want Lionel and you want Law Tigers on your side. You want them to have you back. That's the deal, man.
You got it.
That's neat. So,
well, you know, the thing I'm telling people, though, about us at Law Tigers is, you know, heaven forbid if you have been involved in an accident, take it from me. I've been in several accidents myself. I've paid my tribute to Mother Road in blood. Mm-hmm. Do not call your insurance. They don't have your best interest in mind. They have their best interest, and that's their profit. Mm-hmm. You need to call someone who can be an advocate, who we've been in your shoes, and this is what we pride ourselves in. We want to take care of you, and ultimately, we want to get you back on the road. So make sure that, heaven forbid, if you've been involved in anything, you give us a call at 1-800-LAW-TIGERS, and we'll get you taken care of.
All right. There it is. And by the way, and one more time to get your Easy Riders magazine, the website is classiceasyriders.com. You get a full year, 12 print issues, $60, plus the free digital copies. And, man, thank you so much, Lionel. We're looking forward to our presents coming in here, buddy. That's neat, man.
They'll be coming soon. I'll be wrapping them up here for you. I'll make it all pretty.
All right. Well, keep in touch with us, Lionel. We appreciate you, buddy. You be safe out there.
Will do, fellas. Thank you very much.
Yeah, man.
All right, y'all. Law Tigers. LawTigers.com. You want to get in touch with them? 1-800-LAW-TIGERS. All right. Good stuff. All right, Billy. Well, let's play this current events quiz. What are we dealing with?
The hottest collectible this year is at your grocery store on the cookie aisle.
All right. 1-800-BIG-SHOW. You toll free line across America. Take C and win. We play next. Morning, Big Show's on the radio. Video today brought to you by the Bank of America Roval 400. Sunday, October 10th, Shawnee Motor Speedway. Go to BigShow.com, click on the banner and get your tickets. And click on the video today and see husband saving wife from deadly belt snake.
Boy, it was close.
Yeah, actually, yeah. Don't let him mislead you. The husband's the scaredy cat. Got him a man bun. I think he screams, and I think he does have the obligatory poot.
He's like the worst ninja ever when he busts in.
Plus, his sword, I think, is one of those toy Aladdin swords.
Is that right? Yeah. All right. Y'all check it out, thebigshow.com. Make a daily visit. And right now, Pep Squad.
Ready? Okay. Come here.
Yay! And let's say hey to Jim out of Elkins, West Virginia. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, John Boy.
Good morning. All right, Jim. Hard part's over. Listen to Biddle and Win.
Well, Nabisco has got the hottest cookie in the world right now. It's the new limited edition Pokemon Oreos. They made their debut a couple of weeks ago. They're selling out in stores everywhere. The Oreos each feature a different Pokemon creature, including your Pikachus, your Charmanders, and your Jigglypuffs, to name but a few. But the hottest cookie in the bag is Mew, which is so rare, they're being listed for sale on eBay for as much as $100,000. For more on the story, visit CNN.com and search for the headline, A, New Oreo is the top collectible of the year, B, Pokemania on the cookie aisle, or C, John Boy eats $100,000 on the way home from the grocery store.
What you got, Jim?
I'm going to go with C on that.
Oh, yeah. That'd be my luck.
Yeah, right.
Can't make no money off them Princess Diana Beanie Babies.
You wouldn't have had a chance if it was a collectible cookie, for sure.
Not falling for that collectible crap anymore.
Nope.
All right, Jim, good work, buddy. You got the variety pack of our Stereo Labs products. We'll get it to you up, Elkins.
Thank you much.
All right, mate. Let's jump out, catch you up on your news. Plus, about 20 minutes away, the latest episode of Life with Carl. Show on the radio. Well, I'm sitting around waiting for the first frost. Apparently, I don't understand skeeter genomes. It is in the fall, man. Can't wait. That means hunting season. And we talked to our Wisconsin baby doll, Bridget O'Donohue, last week. She's a CEO and founder of United Special Sportsman Alliance. It's an all-volunteer national hunting and fishing charity for kids and vets with disabilities and illnesses. Man, came up with it right here in a big show over 20 years ago, and it's going unbelievably well. They got so many hunts lined up. Yeah, where are you, man? In Alabama, Illinois, Iowa, Louisiana, Minnesota, New Mexico, Texas, Virginia, West Virginia, and Wisconsin. Got deer hunts in all those states. Got fishing trips. Now, the deer hunt's available for kids to 10 to 17 years old, and of course, veterans. Then the fishing trips available for kids 5 to 21 years and our disabled veterans. That's in Alabama, Florida, Illinois, Kentucky, Louisiana, Mississippi, New Mexico, North Carolina, South Carolina, Tennessee. Those freshwater and saltwater fishing trips and even some bear hunts. Yeah, bear season about here. That's in Virginia and West Virginia for kids and vets. Of course, all wishes are 100% free. Party got the hunts and the fishing trips lined up looking for kids and vets. So that's a whole call out. You know somebody that would like to get in on one of these hunts or fishing trips, just go to their website, childswish.org. Childswish.org. And of course, we do have a toll-free line for you, 800-518-8019. 800-518-8019. Or childswish.org. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio, about 20 minutes away from What to Watch, and right now,
it's time once again for Life with Carl, brought to you by the makers of Hargraves Potted Meat, chock full of peckers and lips since 1933.
Hey, Melinda. You want some help snapping them beans?
Hey, Carl. I thought you was helping old man Tyler dig rocks out of his field.
Yes'm, we did all that. Must have walked darn near 10 miles. I'm about to give out.
I would have come help you, but that's an awful lot of walking. You know what happens to me when I commence to do a lot of walking. I'll give you a hint. It rhymes with... my feet hurt.
Well, as we were getting ready to head back to the barn there, we heard a shot. Big old grouse fall out of the sky right at Mr. Tyler's feet. He was all set to throw it in the truck for supper when this feller comes strolling over, a real city slicker.
How could you tell?
He had camouflage sunglasses.
Lordy. How them city folks spend their money.
Well, sir, this city feller, he said, that's my bird. Mr. Tyler kindly bristled, and he said, not so fast. It's here's my field. Right there's my bird. That city feller, he said, look, old man, I'm a lawyer. I know the law, and that bird belonged to me. If you don't hand it over, I'm going to sue you.
Oh, boy. He was really poking the line, weren't he? Mr. Tyler got a short fuse.
Oh, Mr. Tyler, he said, around these here parts, we settle things with something called the three-whack rule. I'll give you three whacks with my walking stick here, and then you give me three whacks. Whoever can walk away wins. And that city feller, he give Mr. Tyler a look up and down. He kind of laughs to himself, and he said, that sounds fine.
What was Mr. Tyler thinking? He ain't no spring chicken.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too. I'm kindly standing by, getting my steam up in case I got to put a hurting on that city feller. But old Mr. Tyler, he would like that blind feller on the Kung Fu show. He spin that walking stick around, hits that city feller on the back of his legs. Then he spins around, smacks old city feller right across the bridge of his nose. And then that final blow, right across the back of his noggin.
Pardon my language, but damn.
Well, that city feller's a lot worse. He staggered to his feet there and wipes the blood off of his face. He says, okay, old man, that's my turn. Mr. Tyler says, no, you win. Keep a dadgum bird.
Life with Carl is filmed before a live studio audience.
What do you have to use Kung Fu for? What do you have to use Kung Fu for?
Closed captioning is made possible by reading the words scrolling across the bottom of your screen.
What's up, fellow babies? This is Charles, 200 pounds of twisted steel and sex appeal. The American dream.
Don't forget to throw in North Kakalaki.
North Kakalaki.
Okay,
this show.
Thank you very much. Good Wednesday morning. It's a big show on the radio, getting in the last hour of the Hump Day broadcast. Right now, I've got a bonus top 10 list for you.
The Boat Owners Association of the United States released its list of the top 10 boat names. From 1 to 10, Odyssey. That is the very first name. Odyssey is the best. Serenity, Obsession, Sea Breeze, Osprey, Escape, Wet Dream Therapy, and Liquid Asset. Liquid Asset.
Wet Dream Therapy. I can't believe that's like a top 10 boat name.
Number 9 it was. So I said, okay, what about the bad boat names?
Well, the Boat Owners Association was kind enough to furnish us with that list, too. And here they are.
I thought those are the ones that we wrote.
Shh.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I see.
Puncturing the prime illusion of radio here.
Yeah, we just got that list in.
They just faxed it to us.
Yeah, that's it. Okay.
And here they are, the top 10 least popular boat names. Number 10, Leaky Bucket of Grief. Well, I can see that. Number 9, Drunk Driver. Number 8, Drug Smuggler. Yeah, I guess not. Number 7, Weenie on Board. Number 6, the Exxon Valdez. Number 5, Laundered Money. Number 4, HIV Positive. Number 3, Set a Goal.
Hey,
yeah, there you go.
Yeah, what kind of a dweeb would have a...
Number 2, Michael Jackson's Money. And the number 1 least popular boat name, the Federal Witness.
Yeah!
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we play Wordy Word. The winner gets a Liquid Performance Automotive Cleaning and Detailing Kit. Liquid Performance, the world's highest quality full synthetic gasoline and diesel fuel additives, available at all Napa Auto Parts stores. Go to BigShow.com, click on the banner, save 20%. Just enter code JBB at checkout. Hang on, we'll play for it in minutes. But right now, from the desk of Tatertainment News, what to watch? Here's Marcy Tater Moran.
Hi,
I appreciate you. Looking at the weekend box office, Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings was number one again.
Man, that's been up there for a while.
It's now Marvel's top big screen moneymaker of the year.
Of the year.
Right. Debuting in second place, Dear Evan Hansen, and that's a movie version of the Broadway musical. Anyone?
Movie version of a musical.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean they're not singing and dancing?
It's just the movie version. It's probably not something
you're going to have to worry about in your life.
Yeah, you already lost me with that. They make musicals, movies.
Right. Yes. Rounding out the top five was Free Guy, Candyman, and Cry Macho. Mm-hmm. Clint Eastwood's movie, Cry Macho, number five. New and trending on Netflix, Monsters Inside the 24 Faces of Billy Milligan. Watch this. Mm. It's a four-part true crime documentary about a man accused of a string of sexual assaults in the late 70s, and he blamed the crimes on his 24 different personalities.
Ooh,
it was kind of when they first were doing the split personalities. Sybil was very popular, and the Three Faces of Eve. Right. So
my wife has been watching that. She said it was not what I expected at all. She said it went in a completely different
direction. Good or bad.
Yeah. Well, I don't know who the cinematographer was, but he had a way of doing a documentary. Huh. So it's a little distracting from the story. I feel like they kind of beefed it up a little much. But the whole premise is, do you believe them? You know?
Yeah.
And so that's the kind of the hard part is there 24 in there, or is he just really a brilliant con artist? Norm MacDonald has a show. The former SNL star who passed away recently hosts a series of quirky interviews with everybody from Chevy Chase to David Spade to M. Night Shyamalan and Judge Judy. So it's on Netflix right now. Norm MacDonald has a show. And you, my friend, have a problem with Ted Lasso. The second season just came out.
I would like to officially announce Ted Lasso sucks.
Oh,
the second season. I mean, the first season, just the best.
It is such a beloved show because of that first season.
Yeah, but now they got him having panic attacks because his dad committed suicide. And love with the doctor and the owners having relationships.
Spoiler.
So
how far in it to it have you gotten?
Was that just
through? They released the last episode last Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So I watched the whole season. Yeah, I'll give it one more chance.
Okay.
And then this one said, oh, man, no. I'm done. How could they just have something that great
and just totally
go away from it?
Because that is such a great character, and that's the exact kind of a show that we needed all the stuff's been going on for the last couple
of years.
And
they wrapped up at the Emmys just last week.
Oh, they did so well at the Emmys. But it just stinks out loud. Oh, wow.
So says you.
That's right, I do. Y'all see it. All right, see for yourself. I'm trying to tell you. Save you a little time.
So they went touchy-feely.
Just from everything that was so great about season one.
Maybe this is the season for me.
Yeah, you might like it.
And we'd like to thank you for that update, John Boyd.
You're welcome.
Coming this Friday on Netflix, The Guilty. It's a Netflix original movie starring Jake Gyllenhaal as a police detective whose personal troubles get him assigned to phone duty on a 911 hotline. He takes a call from a woman who's in the middle of being kidnapped and races the clock to find her while he still can.
I watched the trailer for this. It looks like it might really be interesting.
Huh. Uh-huh.
It's like a real, suspenseful thriller type thing. Yeah.
Jake Gyllenhaal, still out there getting work.
All right,
that's a wrap of what to watch.
Good deal. Thank you, baby. All right, well, let's get us a winner. Let's play Wordy Word. All right, here we go. 1-800-BIG-SHOW, your toll-free line. Get a couple contestants and play next. Good Wednesday morning, Big Show's on the radio. Video of the day brought to you by the Bank of America Roval 400, Sunday, October 10th at Charlotte Motor Speedway. Get your tickets clicking on the banner when you go to thebigshow.com. It's perfect. That's where you see the video, Husband Saves Wife from Deadly Belt Snake. He's a real meanie. Check it out, bigshow.com. And we'll be taking a classic beer request on the wall in minutes, but right now...
Well, everybody's heard about the bird.
Let's a wordy word. Let's meet the contestants. We got David from Etowah, Tennessee. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
Good morning. And we got Kenneth from Calhoun, Georgia. Good morning, Kenneth.
Good morning, all.
Kenneth said he wants the ball.
Yeah.
You're on Team Tater and Randy, Kenneth. David, you're on the John Boy and Billy side, so good luck to you boys. Let's have a nice, clean game. All right. So, Kenneth, you relax. Me and David are going to go for the first 30 seconds. Hold on there, Randall.
Love
all right, David, you ready?
Yes, sir.
Okay, we're going. Put it right in your head. Start the clock now. In the blank of an eye. You do
this.
Look
of an eye.
You do this a lot with your eyes. You blank.
What?
Blink.
Yes. Rhymes with it. The missing.
I'm sorry.
Rhymes with it. A blank stole. Women wear this animal.
Wink.
What?
Mink.
Yeah.
Mink.
Rhymes with it. A skating. You skate on a skating.
Rink.
Maybe I should have used more words with David. I was trying to condense the words and get more points.
Actually,
I think
David could have used a few more words with you.
You're right.
That is how the game works.
All right. So, yeah, well, three on the board there. Okay. Well, let's see what happens. Tater and Kenneth for their first round.
Uh-huh.
You ready, Kenneth?
Uh-huh. Yes, I am. Uh-huh.
Okay. And go.
All right. When you close one eye at someone, you give them a what?
Wink.
Yep. Rhymes with it. When you get reduced to be very small.
In the dryer.
Oh, yeah. Your clothes. Your clothes will happen. If you put it on too hot, your clothes will. Yes, thank you. Gosh. You stuff things up in this part of your house.
Attic.
Uh-huh. Ice blank. You eat it.
Cream.
You get this. The COVID. You get one of these. The shot.
Vaccine.
Yep. This is a...
pretty good there. Put a five on the board, Kenneth. All
thank
right.
you, Randy.
Are you trying to tell me you've never blamed the dryer for shrinking something?
Oh, all the time.
Okay.
So, Kenneth leading by two. Here we go into round two. All right, David, you're up with Billy. Are you ready?
Okay.
Let's do all it. Right. And go.
Famous brand of eye drops. They get the red out. What's that brand? There you go. Bam. Let's see. This is petroleum jelly. This is a brand name for that, the most famous one.
Vaseline.
Bam.
There you go. If you drink this, it will kill you because it's deadly. It's a deadly what?
Antifreeze.
Antifreeze is if you drink it. Anything that you drink that will kill you is a what?
Poisoning.
Yes. There you go. You call this during a ball game. You want to stop the clock.
Timeout.
Yes. There you go.
All right, good work, boys. Put a four on a three, a seven for David.
Really?
Yeah.
That's good work.
So, Kenneth and Randy, all you need is two to tie, and three will win.
I really hate that we're probably going to win this time, so go ahead and get it all out of your system, John.
We're saving that.
I said, may the best man win.
Okay.
You know my saying.
Yeah, let's see.
Kenneth, are you ready? I'm talking about Kenneth.
Oh, and this is what I blew it on before.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Kenneth and Randy, go.
So it's a real showy way of making a basket in basketball.
Dunk.
Yes. All right, so this is where you get the gas from for your car. You stop at the station and go to the...
pump.
Yes.
Tied
all right,
up.
So... I'm going to clear my mind. Boy, I'm really... Everything... You erase the board, and now it's what?
Blank.
Yes, there you go.
Oh, man. I can't believe. Good work, Kenny. Yeah, that's what you needed. Three to win. You were drawing a blank on blank. You realize that.
Say blank.
My teamwork helped. My teammates helped.
That's right, Kenneth. Y'all really hit it off. Congratulations. All right, David, you came up a little short, buddy. You can try again anytime, all right?
All right, thank you.
All right, appreciate you playing, man. Have a great day. And Kenneth, down Calhoun, you got a big old prize pack for your victory.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
Fine. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. All right, Tater threw me the classic beer request over here. It's cookies, milk. You were trying to pass a note during Wordy Word to Randy about the dunk word, weren't you?
Guilty, but he didn't need it.
Okay. Kenneth,
thanks for bringing it up again, though.
Yeah, let's bring it up. So Kenneth from Calhoun told Jackie he didn't get his moo. He was first-time caller. So, yes. There you go, Kenneth, your victory and your moo.
Everything's right.
Everything's going good. And now the classic bit request for the morning. On the other side of cookies and milk, Kevin Shelton says, would be cool to hear anything from Cadbury. We all need a butler. You got it, Kevin. Coming up next. Good morning, it's Big Show on the Radio. Classic beer request from Kevin Shelton. Oh, the Adventure with Cadbury, my butler. All right, Kevin, here we go.
Watch where you're walking, Cadbury. You're going to scare off all the deer.
Trust me, sir. If your hunting costume doesn't frighten the wildlife, nothing will.
Well, if you think I'm going to wear camouflage, you're crazy. This is the last day of deer season. There's a lot of real nut jobs running around the woods.
You're telling me. Begging sir's pardon, but why can't we just hunt from sir's deck?
That's not the point. See, that's why I'm using the bow and arrow. This isn't just about hunting, Cadbury. It's about embracing man's bond with nature, exploring our inborn instincts to stalk our food and match wits with a wild beast, harvesting the natural bounty the good Lord placed here, putting food on the table the way our forefathers did.
In their pajamas after the cleaning people woke them?
You know, you can be a real buzzkill.
Sounds like Mr. Mario has gotten up at last.
That's not Mario. That's a deer. Sounds like a buck. I hope he's as big as the last one I brought down.
Yes, let's just hope we don't have to strap its antlers on like Sir's last great conquest.
Do you have to make those little quotation marks with your fingers? That's why I don't bring Billy with me.
Where do you think I learned it, sir?
And for your information, the antlers fell off. I just tied them back on for the picture.
I see. Perhaps you shouldn't have duct taped them to the center of its head.
It did sort of look like the dog in the Grinch. Holy cow, he's getting close. I'm going to get up in the deer stand. You sprinkle this around.
What's this?
It's deer scent. It really drives a big boys wild.
You know, if I didn't know better, I'd say it looks remarkably like...
That's what it is.
How on earth did you get the deer to go in the jar, sir?
Spread that scent and get out of sight. Here he comes.
The lid won't budge, sir.
Just tap it against the tree. That'll loosen it.
Yes, very good. It's open, sir.
I said tap it.
I don't know what you're complaining about, sir. I'm the one drenched in deer tinkle.
Well, just stay still. Don't spook him. Wow, he's a beaut. At least an 8-pointer.
Yes, and they're not held on with duct tape.
Uh-oh.
Why is he looking at me like that, sir?
It's the deer scent. I think he likes you.
What do you mean, likes me?
You know, likes you.
Do you have to make those little quotation marks in the air with your fingers?
See, it is annoying, isn't it? Cadbury, run!
Back here! Go away! Run back towards me! I got the bow ready! Holy Pete, he's really hot to trot! Whatever you do, don't trip!
Why did you say that, sir?
You better get moving, Biggin. Those antlers look sharp.
They are! Get up! Back, you savage beast! Sir, I can't hold him off forever! What are you waiting for? Shoot!
I might hit you, Cadbury.
Considering what's in store for me if I lose, I hope you do! Shoot!
Oops.
Nicely placed, sir. Would you like to try a matching one in the other cheek?
I can't. I only brought one arrow.
You what?
I guess I was overconfident.
Well, do something!
Okay, I will. I'm gonna cover my eyes.
Bad deal! Back, big boy!
Big Show's on the radio a few more minutes, while we wrap up the broadcast, make way for the podcast. John Boy and Billy's Late Risers Podcast will drop before high noon today. Get it where you get your podcast. We got set up easy right there at thebigshow.com. Go ahead and subscribe. It works out whenever Randy puts it up, and then bam, it'll go down on the load. You know the words, how
you explained that very well.
You nailed the terminology and everything. Yeah.
Well, 220, 221, whatever it takes to make it happen.
That's right. Earlier this morning, just want to remind y'all, it's National VFW Day. Honored men and women of VFW. A lot of volunteerism, that'll work, man. They give back a lot in some nice places. Good people. Want to wish y'all happy VFW Day. But we'll have a big time day. I know it's Wednesday. And National Coffee Day. Yeah, as we call it, Wednesday. We got enough coffee. Okay. Anything else missing there?
Oh, yeah. You're missing quite a bit.
Running out of time to celebrate the Tatas. You can go to thebigshow.com and do that. Make a donation. Give the gift of a mammogram. Really don't have to pay the whole price. Only a couple hundred bucks. We'll do this for women without insurance, just so they can make sure they get one. Mm-hmm. But, you know, like you pointed out, you know, get what you can.
Yeah, it all adds up.
It all builds up and they save it.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
We appreciate it all.
Celebrate the Tatas. So encourage you. Don't go all over the whole internet looking for Tatas. Just right at thebigshow.com.
There's all kinds of celebrations going on, not the ones we're talking about.
It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, so help however you can.
Thank you, baby. All right, Dan, well, let's make room. Take it on, Bill.
Bitbox is here. Download your favorite Big Show bits, 99 cents each, 15 for $9.99. Buy them once, play them anywhere. Find your faves at thebigshow.com. Anytime is a perfect time for John Boy and Billy's Southern Sweet Tea, y'all. Stock up at Food Lion or your favorite store. Order JB&B Stuff by phone. The number is 800-471-STUFF. Online services by AnimeInc.com.
And don't miss tomorrow On Track with Doug Rice, brought to you by Liquid Performance, the world's highest quality full synthetic fuel additives available at Napa Auto Parts Store.
Later. You know what?
Oh, okay.
Cheaters never win.
Blow it out your heart.